Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by Bluebet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Kia didn't just make an eight-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the show. No Satsy tonight, but
what
I can tell you...
What is going on with you two?
Well, we can't be in the same room together. It's our new contract negotiation.
Are you the same Gary person? Budget. Scott Sattler and Please. Woogie?
Although tomorrow night, as I've just knocked over a couple of Scotch Finger biscuits with a cup of tea, tomorrow night you and I are broadcasting live from the Sporting Globe at Robina.
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast, yes. And there will be no Scott Sattler. So I'm going to take up the Nourish Bowl on behalf of the team.
Well, after your efforts on the weekend, you made yourself physically sick for a few days.
Oh, come on.
Maybe you need to get on the Nourish Bowl.
How dare you?
Beautiful. You just ate too much, didn't you?
Mate, no.
No, you were crook.
I'm crook.
You are?
Still am.
What?
But anyway. Shoulder and my neck's gone, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm old now, babe.
Your shoulder and your neck's gone. You have two nights off. What's the go there? Yes.
Rightio. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio
Did
Network.
Did I miss something?
Do I have to take you outside as well? This is why Scott and I can't be in
As well
studio.
As who?
Scott.
Oh, you.
Yeah, but can we move on?
Okay.
Hello to our listeners, Super Radio Network, particularly our listeners on 104.1 on the Tweed on Radio 97. Good to have you on board. I've got something for you in just a moment. 1170 SCN in Sydney, 1620 on the Gold Coast, SCN Track, the SCN app, SCNQ 693 AM in Brisbane. And I tell you what, talk about excitement in Brisbane. The Australian PGA kicks off tomorrow night, and today... The two Cam Smiths were on the golf course at the same time.
The two
Cam Smiths.
They had a round together today?
I think practice shots. The pro am was on today, but I think from what I've seen footage wise, is
on who my money be on?
Which well, you played with one of them,
yep.
Didn't you?
No. I, no.
Didn't little, you on our golf day? Didn't you play with the rugby league Cam Smith, the goat?
No, he was in another group.
He was ahead of you.
Good player.
Oh,
but yeah, I reckon he might get the other Cam.
He was smoking drives today with Cam Smith, the golfer, taking video of Cam Smith, the rugby league player, and he was smoking them straight down the guts. Although I have heard via Jack, our producer, he did top the first one. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, would you be nervous teeing off in front of the golfing Cam Smith?
Of course, yeah. He did outdrive him once, and then the golfer, Cam Smith, pulled out his bank account and said, have a look at that on his phone.
Okay. Yeah. This is.
It had
your
seven zeros.
What?
Eight, actually.
Sorry, are you saying that the golfer Cam Smith earns more than the rugby league Cam Smith?
No, I mean, he's got more in the bank.
Well, you sure he's got SCN and Channel 9 money?
True.
So let's not discount this. Let's not get too carried away. Anyway, it's going to be a big day. The Australian PGA at Royal Queensland kicks off tomorrow. Great to have Cam Smith. Not just Cam Smith though playing. Adam Scott is playing as well, and Mark Leishman.
They'd all be having a crack, wouldn't they?
Oh, it's good. It's good to have all the big Aussie boys back home playing some golf in Australia. How good
yep.
is that?
Yep. Adam Scott, Mark, all Leishman. The big names. Actually, our producer Jack came up with a great idea.
What?
Is he our producer tonight?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's back to producing. So, hang on, he came up with a good idea.
Yep.
Wow.
He did. It yours?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Oh, you're saying, wow, he came up with a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the ball, I tell you what.
Okay, all right. Do you want to share
quickly
the
becoming
idea?
Irreplaceable. Let
all
me just all wax
right, we're going
lyrical
to go to our first
him.
Break. Could you hurry up?
Have you got a famous name? Is there another Cam Smith out there? Or are you Brett Kenny? Not the footballer. Have you got a famous name, or do you know someone with a famous
You've got one.
Name?
Gary Belcher.
Yeah, the French tennis player.
Well, but Belch is a very famous name, particularly in North Queensland. I went on a tour. I think I texted you when I was on holidays. I went on a tour, like a crocodile tour, and it was Belch's boat tours or something.
Oh, yeah, they're not related because we're Belcher.
Oh, all Sorry, got that
wrong. Is that wrong?
0457 736 736. Have you got a famous name? That's all we want to know.
Yeah.
Have you? And bonus points if
you're digging deep tonight.
That's all we've got, guys. Have a great night. We'll catch you later. 1300 01 1170, you can call us, or 0457 736 736. By the way, after the show tonight, you can grab a podcast of the show. You're doing Last Laugh? I heard you do it last night. What was the go there? What were you doing last night?
Sats was hosting, so I take the pressure off. I do all the other everything else.
Why? You do all the time anyway.
He was hosting, so it's, you know, that's a tricky thing to do.
It's a very hard
thing.
To be
funny and host the show.
I know. The burden every day.
Well, we haven't been able to get anyone out of all of us. Maybe Jack can do it. Hey, did you get up early, Woogie?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Yes, I missed the first. You know what I missed about the first 10 or 15 minutes?
Oh, you didn't.
So the only Aussie goal, I had to wait till halftime to see a replay.
So you missed this.
Harry Soutar, at the base of the centre circle, plays a long diagonal ball out to Lecky on the right flank, and a good touch as well. Pavard's hit the ground, the cross comes in. Goodwin! Craig Goodwin has the opener. Australia 1-0 up on the French.
That call courtesy of SCN this morning.
Defeating France 1-0 to open the World Cup campaign would have been amazing. Unfortunately, the French found their mojo to two goals each half. It was touch and go, wasn't it, the first half, and we had a really good chance late to to level it 2-2, but they were just too classy in the second half, of course.
Look, I don't know a lot about soccer.
No,
and
don't.
I think that's pretty obvious. Jack's our pro on that here.
Or football.
Hey, Jack, can you come in for a second? I want to ask you some questions around this World Cup.
Oh, okay.
Pressure's
microphone on. Oh,
you and I, you can't do that, mate. Well, you've got to be gentle when the microphone's on. Jack, were Australia poor?
He's doing a Sats.
Were Australia poor, or was that expected?
It was expected. However, it is, I would say, disappointing considering how well they started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made such a great start. They were playing in a way that would unsettle France. They got an early goal. Then they kind of retreated into the shell. And then at halftime, you think, okay, you've got some time. It's 2-1. You're still very much in it. But it's after that nothing happened for the rest of the game.
That's what are some of the greats, Badge and also Jack, we're talking about this off air, you and I. This is what a lot of the greats have been saying. We should have changed our tactics after half time. We should have been more aggressive. The young bloke from the Central Coast, what's his name?
Garan Kuol.
Kuol should have brought him on earlier as well, you know. By the time he came on, it was too late.
It was too late because a lot of the midfield and I guess the defence as well weren't in that mindset of creating and hunger and putting him up forward. It was more just they were kind of looking and making the right moves, but it wasn't going to get to them because I guess the defensive mindset had already sunk in.
Mm.
Have you got cue cards in your hand?
Didn't you say you thought it would be – was that you putting money on it being a draw?
I did.
Did you? And how'd you go?
Not well.
I was ruined.
Are you? Guy, I'm going to take you into something that's happening here in the studio. Badger's holding up cue cards me. Mate, don't tell
been
me.
Here for a few days.
Don't tell me what button to push, mate.
You're pushing my buttons.
I needed
how
it.
How dare you?
Yeah. I needed it the last couple of days. So.
Mm. Hey, what about the massive upset? Will we talk about that now a bit later on?
No, talk about
Saudi
now.
Saudi Arabia.
I know.
Defeating
1-0 down against Argentina. Came back 1-2-1. Argentina had a goal disallowed in the first half for offside. Mm. Yeah, do you reckon there could be some money changing hands there?
No, it's a bad allegation.
An oil field each, was that the incentive for them to win?
No, because they tried so hard. Like Argentina tried, they threw everything they could at them, and Saudi Arabia did some, you know, excellent time delaying. Like they were taking 45 seconds to do anything. They were basically untying their shoes and tying them back up. So the stall tactics were being well enforced.
Faking injuries, because that's very popular.
No.
Taking dives in soccer.
Faking injuries, one injury did look innocuous, and then it turned out the player has fractured facial bones, his jaw, internal bleeding, was actually flown out from the Saudi Arabian King on a private jet to Germany for a surgery. Because it did look innocuous.
The King flew him out on a private jet.
Yeah.
Wally Lewis is one of the greats. He's everywhere.
What about the fact that it's a public holiday in Saudi Arabia as well?
Yeah, like national holiday.
Now, Albo, listen up. If we happen to score a couple of goals in a game, will you declare a public holiday.
And, if we win.
And what about the
if we
other...
beat Denmark.
Will we?
That'd be big.
No, if
well, we've
if
got Tunisia
after
first.
We beat Tunisia 4-0.
To who? Did you say Tunisia?
Tuna.
It's Tunisia.
Well, do you...
Albo
do you
would
eat,
do it
do
if
you
the
eat
Rabbitohs
tuna
won.
Or tuna?
But it doesn't...
No, what do you eat?
I eat tuna.
Well, I say Tunisia.
Actually, I like salmon.
Like Chewbacca. Is he there still?
Seriously, what is it? It's Tunisia. Tunisia.
I would say Tunisia. But
yeah, Tunisia, yeah. Actually,
oh,
well, yeah.
It's all right, you can both be
but
right.
But I think, you know, people pronounce things differently.
How good was, though, the World Cup, the earlier games? Last, I'm not playing a Chewbacca sound effect. Put those cards
Jump
down.
On, I love those
hey,
cards.
It'll take me half hour to find it. Now, listen, what about those thrilling nil or draws we had prior to the Australia and France game? There's
yes.
two back-to-back. Mm. Kid, mate, that's what the kids of Qatar want to see.
Well, Mexico and Poland, that's a big game. Nil all, but Denmark, Tunisia, they are the other two teams in our group. For them to have a draw, that's not bad.
Badge, could you think of anything worse than being in the stinking hot sun in a stadium with no beer watching a couple of nil or draws?
It's air conditioned.
Did you see the staff wearing jumpers? They were that cold.
Wow.
Yeah, during the Australia game, there was a lot of people and you could see them wearing hoodies because it had dropped a bit that night, and with the air conditioning, it was freezing apparently.
Oh. We spoke to Benny Jones last night, and he said it's great over there. He's loving
loves
it.
Loves it.
He's checking out the fan zones.
He's a non-drinker, though. He's pretty boring, Benny.
I think he likes a few beers.
Oh, does he?
You can't get him in the fan zone.
$120 bucks a
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, something like that is ridiculous.
No, thanks. Imagine that. Imagine trying to get Gary Jack to buy your beer in the fan zone. I heard your story about him going up to the room. To get the promo cans. That was
I'm actually interviewing Gary Jack tomorrow.
Well, are we allowed to talk about that?
No, not until after the interview.
Is it going to happen?
Yes, tomorrow.
Definitely, locked in.
Yeah, we're going to chat to him tomorrow afternoon. Definitely.
We're on, okay. Gary Jack.
Yes, it'll be
on
this
the show tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Do I have to...
Edit it.
Do I have to go through any departments to arrange anything?
Oh, no, you know. No, no. Payment? No,
I'm referring to your text.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you about the text tomorrow night.
Rightio. Hey, listen, TikTok, look us up. Badge, Sats, SEN, stuff going up on there all the time.
Belmont from Clarence has said he's got a mate called Michael Jackson, and he's not a weirdo. And another one called Brian Adams. I knew a Brian Adams, actually.
All right, yeah.
And he also knows a guy named Clint Westwood.
Clint Westwood?
Yeah, not Eastwood.
That's close.
We've got Northwood. Clint Southwood. Clint Westwood. Good on you, Belmont.
Have you got a famous
Thanks,
name?
Bud.
0457 736 736. Should we talk about what's coming up on the show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's coming up?
We're going to talk about the World Cup with a very, very important guest coming up after 7 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Time tonight. It's Alex Brosk is joining us on the show. He's going to talk about what chances Australia has now of remaining in the World Cup after those two draws, after that draw and also the, you call it a thrashing from France early this morning. That's going to be happening. But Simon Orchard from Greyhound New South Wales, by the way, he's got a couple of tips tonight.
His tips are pretty good. And there's some big events coming up.
Yeah.
Some big events coming up in New South Wales. What's the big race in Wollongong called? The Dapto
Dash? I don't know.
Mega star race.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Did you just make that up on the spot?
No, I'm pretty close to it.
504, I agree with you.
The Dapto Mega Star, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
504 sent us a text, love the show, maybe try a new host. I agree.
Oh.
That's why I'm here tonight.
Why would they say that? Why do people get mean as soon as you get back?
I don't know.
I mean, you're only warming up. Get into it.
For our listeners in southeast Queensland, Batch and I shouting dinner tomorrow night. This is how desperate we are for listeners. We're doing it at the Sporting Globe Robina on the Gold Coast tomorrow night. Now, if you're listening through 104.1 on the Tweed or SEN 1620 AM on the Goldie or SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy or on SEN Track or on the app and you're in the area, give us a call now. 1300 01 1170. You and a couple of mates be joining Badge and I for a live broadcast tomorrow from 5 o'clock Queensland time at the Sporting Globe. If you want to go, a shout is on us. 1300 01 1170. Got a couple of those to give away. It's for you and a couple of mates.
Peter's texted in and said, "G'day, Queenslanders. Just want to remind you that the only difference between the two Cameron Smiths is that one actually went to a mariner and bought a boat. The other one had one appear in his garage." No, I think you've got him mixed up with
No. Let's move on.
Another Melbourne Storm
player.
Don't
get me in trouble.
We're saying another Melbourne Storm player that apparently had a boat.
Did he?
That he hadn't paid for.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it was everyone knew about it.
Wouldn't mind a boat.
You should know about it. You went to South Sydney.
No. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Rightio. The elephant in the room. How about that Code Sports article and that interview with Justin Langer? By the way, it is a very good interview. It goes about an hour and 40 minutes, and it's called Back Chat. And Justin Langer. A
couple of morning walks and you'll get through it on your podcast.
Absolutely. It was a very, very interesting chat, and he's come out and claimed that whilst people were being nice to his face behind his back, I'm just paraphrasing here.
Yes.
They were planning his demise as coach of the Australian cricket team.
He said they wouldn't be up front with him. And one thing about Justin Langer, I think everyone realises, is he's very up front. And he said, and Pete, because of the way he is, he's just honest, up front. They have called him, players and other people involved in cricket, confrontational. Because I know the new generation isn't right into that. He actually said, whenever he read stories, you know, from media sources, from journalist sources, he said, "Don't call them sources, call them cowards, because they're not prepared to put their name to a story about him or about whoever." So, look, he's not happy at all. He's very open about this and candid about the fact they were on top. They were 4 years he was at the helm, and they rebuilt after Sandpaper Gate. Well, they'd won the Ashes.
Mm.
They were the T20 World Cup holders.
Retained the Ashes.
They just beaten India, I think, and he gets pushed
out. Gets the chop.
It wouldn't give him a long term deal, so yeah, not very happy at all, is it? It seems, Woogie, you know, they're just a different generation. I don't think you can. I know you couldn't speak to players in rugby league the way coaches spoke to me, and I'd never had a big issue with it at all.
Mm.
But I know you can't do that anymore. And I have had coaches say to me, "Hey, I had to change the way I am." They have to do it very occasionally if they blow up. I guess that's what.
But he did
might
change.
Have been the end of Justin Langer. Yeah.
Okay, so Justin Langer took on feedback.
Yep.
And he changed the way he coached. But it seems like the team had already made up their mind. And he's named people like Pat Cummins. And he's just said, look, they were cowardly acts. And he wanted people to approach him. And mate, if you can't approach someone and have a conversation about something that's probably not right.
Especially if you're in that position as one of the leaders.
And in a privileged position representing your country.
Yep.
I can't understand why you can't have that conversation. You go running to mum and dad. And that's the other part of the thing. He did put his hand up and say, look, I only spoke to the board 3 times in 4 years. Now, Cricket Australia have hit back this afternoon through Nick Hockley, the CEO, and said, look, some of these things that were raised by JL aren't true. And they've fought back a little bit on that. But are we out of touch, Badge? And I want to play devil's advocate here for a moment.
Mm.
Are we out of touch? Are we just two old guys yelling at a cloud for no reason?
Yes, we are.
And we are out of touch.
Mm.
And, you know, the rules have changed in all workplaces. In all workplaces across
school,
everywhere. And some for the good, some not for the good, but maybe that's just how it is now, and us dinosaurs have to move to the side and let the young ones come through and maybe coach or lead in a holistic hugging type environment. And I'm not being a smart ass by saying that.
I'm happy to let him do that, but I'm still going to yell at him from the sidelines.
Yes, you will.
Frustrates me.
What do you think? 0457 736 736 after reading that article, and I do suggest you go and listen to the podcast as well. It's an outstanding podcast. How do you feel now about the cricket team? How do you feel about the Pat Cumminses and all this of the world?
Mm.
Do I continue my rant about Pat Cummins? I'm not buying the whole Pat Cummins thing still. I'm not buying it, Badge.
Yeah, I know you're not a fan at all.
And even as much as last week with the whole pulling out of the IPL and all that. I see through it.
They've just smashed one of the best teams in the world in these 3 one-dayers. But does that count for anything? Were the English players after winning the T20 World Cup, were they just...
No, they're still drunk.
Did they lock off? So is there any kudos there for Pat Cummins and co for winning that?
But Badge, that it'll come when they face South Africa. And I mean, they're not in the greatest form either as a test nation. They're gonna roll the Windies easily. You know what's going to happen this summer? We'll roll the Windies easily. We'll then come up against South Africa. It'll be closer, but we'll beat them. And everyone will forget about all this stuff. And everyone will be great. How good's Andrew McDonald as a coach? And how good's Paddy Cummins as a skipper? And then we roll off to India. India will kill us. India will kill us. And the Ashes this year, we will struggle in England.
Okay.
The way they're playing, the way they're being coached, and the way they're performing, outstanding at the moment.
Well, they weren't just now.
Oh, one day. Oh, no. The hangover, you know.
Fitzy has just texted us, evening boys, Justin Langer's style during the TV series, The Test, was what made us fall back in love with Aussie cricket.
Yep.
The knifing he copped has made us dislike them immensely. I think he's echoing everything you're saying there, Woogie.
And if you haven't watched that's a ripper of a doco series. It takes you through the whole ball tampering thing and Justin Langer and Tim Payne taking over the Australian cricket team. And, yeah, very, very good to watch. What do you think? 0457 736 736. Good call, Badge. He did go to South. I was just trying to stir the pot up there.
Yeah, nice. Beauty.
Thank you. Have we got a winner for some tickets? We'll find out very shortly. If you want to get involved in the show, 0457 736 736. If you want to join Badge and I at Sporting Globe Rabina tomorrow night, we'll shout your dinner. How's that sound? Are we going to put like a one drink limit on it as well, Badge? Are we?
What?
We're going to do like a one drink limit?
For who? For the guests?
For our guests.
Why?
We've got to be responsible.
When you're allowed to have a couple of drinks.
Two. Right? Gary Belcher's put a two drink limit.
Did I say that?
You're in charge.
I said you're allowed to. But if you have any more, that's up to you.
When we come back, we'll talk some more sports and we'll get to more of your texts. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. No Sats tonight. He's on a junket in New Zealand. He'll be back on Monday night. Badge and Jace here tonight. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Badge, we've got a couple of people who want to join us tomorrow night at the Sporting Globe for a live broadcast of Sports Day.
They do. We have got... Here, Fitzy, who wants to know if I'll pick him up.
No, not yet. Fitzy.
And
Fitzy.
We've also got Dave. Dave from Palm Beach.
Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good, mate. Good, 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 good. You're going to join us tomorrow night for tea at, do you still call it tea or dinner?
Is it tea?
No,
a cup of tea?
No, no.
I thought it was a beer and listen to the boys.
Tell you what.
You can have that.
Don't have much lunch, Dave. The food there is absolutely outstanding and we'll fill you right up.
It's good food there.
Oh, awesome. Hey, the Sporting Globe is a sensational venue. The Gold Coast Old Boys, Gold Coast Rugby League Old Boys, they had a function there this year. And then, it was phenomenal.
Mate, and they've got about 80 screens you can watch sport on as well. Dave, we'll catch you there tomorrow from 5 o'clock Queensland time, mate, okay? So good luck. We'll see you then.
Hey, looking forward to it, boys. Thanks.
See you, Dave. There goes Dave, lucky winner. He's excited, isn't he?
Yeah, unreal. I might be doing the milk run.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to... Fitzy wants me to pick him up from Palm Beach.
Oh, Fitzy's on the... Fitzy.
Dave's there as well.
Fitzy's on the line.
You there, Fitzy?
Hello, boys.
How are you, mate? You're Palm Beach as well. Can you pick Dave up? I'm not sure I can get both of you on the way through.
Well, you chuck everyone in the van, mate, can't you?
Yeah.
I'm right near the M1, Batch. You can get me on the way.
Near the M1? Righto. Well, if you can just stand on the side there.
It'll be a parking lot on the way through, so it's not hard to just jump in.
Righto. Well, sounds like you're in. Sounds like you're coming to the Sporting Globe. Have you been before, Sporting Globe?
I have. I've been a couple of times, but, look forward to it.
It's even better when it's free.
I'll shout the food, mate, and Woogie's going to shout the beers.
Well, now, hang on, wait.
Awesome.
Wait.
Beauty. Wait. Thanks, mate.
Actually, if that's the case, can you get the kilo plate of meat then? So Badge has to put his hand in his pocket. Hey, you going to bring a couple of mates, Fitzy?
Yep, I will grab a few boys. How many?
Bring a couple, mate.
And I'll bring the wife as well.
Well, no, you can only bring two guests. So you can't bring as many as you like, mate. There are rules
your
to
mates
this.
And their wives. No, you can bring. There's three of you.
Why would you bring your wife?
Right up. Because she loves sport.
It's brownie
mate.
Points.
She's a listener you want. You know you're bringing, you want her.
You're bringing your wife, Woogie.
They're using me. They're my wife and kids are
hang
coming.
Hang on. That's four. You said there's only three allowed in any group. You're going to have four.
Yeah, but I'm working. Yeah. You can't count me.
So you're not going to eat or
you
drink.
You know me. Badge, of course not.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Righto. Good on you, Fitzy.
See you, Fitzy. See you tomorrow night, mate. Cheers. How am I going to go 2 hours without having a beer?
I know.
It's going to be horrific.
You can sneak him in.
Looking forward to that tomorrow night, live from the Sporting Globe, Robina on the Gold Coast. Geez, as I say, there's about, I don't know, 30 screens of sport going on, some great food and cold beers. Footy update now. Go to iCanWin.com.au to win a Ziggy Barbecue by Ziegler and Brown. Some of these barbecues are the best. I'm not even mucking around. It's not even me just saying it because we have to say it, but they are the best. My mate's got one of these, and I've talked about it before. It's barbecue envy, Badge. When you rock up to his place and you go home to your barbecue, you go, God. Go to iCanWin.com.au. Enter for your chance to win. It's all free.
I went to a barbie on the weekend. A mate who's I haven't known him that long, but he lives nearby, and his brother, and had the barbie, and it was beautiful. It might have been a Ziggy. And he's, you know his name? Corey Parker.
Oh.
There you go.
There's you're hanging out with the Parkers now.
No, it wasn't him. It was another one.
Because that's royalty.
I'm just talking about people with famous names. And he's, of course, he's got one. And one here from G-Man, he says he was named after the Welsh winger Gareth Evans, who scored against the All Blacks, but has lived in Australia for a long, long time now. Yeah, very famous.
0457 736 736. Keep your texts coming through on have you got a famous name or know someone with it. And also your thoughts on Justin Langer's comments today about the so-called cowards in the Australian cricket setup for not talking to him but going behind his back while they're being nice to his face.
Now, not everyone thinks the way you do and I do, Woogie, about Justin Langer getting the raw end of the stick. Brendan says he's not fit to be coach of Australia. He also says, why does he come out now? Is there a book? A book is his guess. Say it when it happens, if that's how you feel.
To be fair, there could be, I don't know, but he actually did a podcast for a friend. So he just, a mate of his has got a podcast, and he sat around the table for an hour and a half just talking about all sorts of stuff, talking about the old days of cricket and everything. So, and this was just part of it. He didn't just come out and make this statement.
Okay. Steve from Dubbo, evening fellas. Woogs, I know I might give you a bit of stick about being the fourth best. Seriously, when it comes to cricket, you haven't been too... Oh, please, don't look at him.
What have I done wrong
this
time?
The head's wobbling
already. No, I don't even know what you're going to say.
You haven't been too far off the mark with what you've said and predicted. I listen intently. It's about the only thing you have half a clue about.
All right, okay. That's one of
you loved it all about the last bit.
That's an S-H-I-T sandwich, isn't it?
He picked you up. He had it floating on air, and then he just whacked you in the ribs.
I expect nothing less from our listeners. Craig from Maitland says, Dave Warner is the only player that backed Justin Langer. And the only one Langer would trust now. There you go.
Dave Warner, bring him back. Captain. Appeal's happening.
Yeah, what was the go with that yesterday?
He's now allowed, they've agreed that he should have an appeal process, and that'll happen. That doesn't give us any insight into whether he'll be allowed to become a leader.
I saw Dave Warner comment on it, and he said, like, I haven't broken a law, or I'm not a criminal. And I've got to appeal.
So their pros. Well, no, he wasn't allowed. The whole fact was he wasn't allowed to appeal, and that's that. You know, it's a flawed process when they can hand down something very quickly. And I understood at the time. I think a lot of people didn't. Just went, this was a really ugly moment, ugly incident. But it only took me a couple of weeks to go, it's a hell of an overreaction, the way we've gone about it in Australia compared to, you know, as Sats mentioned a few times. Was it? One of the South Africans.
Yeah, the captain.
Faf?
Yeah, Duplessis. He got
caught a couple of times.
And he got a one-match suspension.
Little rap on the knuckles.
Yeah. Yep. Righty, I've got to go to another break. Believe it or not, time is flying. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Kia didn't make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. We've got a lot of texts coming through. We'll get to them in just a moment. This is Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. No Sats, he's on a junket in NZ. He'll be back on Monday night. Badge and Jace here tonight. We're going to get to some league news before we get to some of your texts on 0457 736 736. Tommy Flegler seems like he's going to reject a massive offer from Manly to stay at the Broncos, Badge.
I wouldn't say it's massive.
Well, not when you're on your coin, but when you're on someone like myself on Struggle Street, that's a huge amount of money.
Well, he's a front rower, and I guess it'll be good money, $650 a year, $675. Well, they're just speculating that. $4 million over 6 years. That's a long time to sign a deal, 6 years. So sounds like they're going to do it tough to get him, Manly, and he's keen to stay at the Broncos. And if they come to the party with similar sort of money, I know, you know, they've got other front rowers, including Payne Haas, on big money. But, yeah, he'd be worth hanging around with. Good player. Pat Carrigan now is probably due for an upgrade, isn't he? Gone away with the Kangaroos.
Getting a good squad together, the Broncos, aren't they?
Well, yeah, we've said that before. Yeah. Reece Walsh coming back, I think, will really help. I think they'll keep improving.
Didn't Farnworth re-sign as well?
Yes. Wants to play fullback. Tessie knew.
Everyone wants
about
to
getting
play
out.
Fullback.
I know, they all do. They think they're going to get better money.
That's all it is, right?
Well, your best players have always been your fullbacks. That's just how it is. Forever and a day. Hey, what about the Eels? Apparently, they're looking really good to keep Dylan Brown, as you'd expect, but a big battle to keep Mitch Moses from the Doggies and the Tigers. Tigers are keen to get him back, we keep hearing.
I thought he was staying at the Eels. I don't know if I've misheard this or not. Bless you, Badge, you just sneeze.
I turned the mic off.
I thought he was staying at the Eels.
Well, he probably is, but if you're his manager, you'd spread this, wouldn't you? You want to get him the best deal you can.
Would you like – I mean, he's got a better chance at the moment of winning a premiership with the Eels than the Bulldogs.
At the moment.
And the West Tigers.
That can change pretty quickly, but yeah, certainly at the moment, the Bulldogs are in that – you know, the Eels are in that that window, as we like to call it, your premiership window, and one step further and they'll have another title.
Cowboys and Kangaroo for Jeremiah Nanai has reportedly been sussed out by a Sydney club for $4.2 million over 5 years. Ooh. Now, is that a mega deal?
That's 800 a year.
That's pretty big.
That's big, yeah.
Which Sydney
good
club
player. Good player. Wouldn't have a clue, man. Who's cashed up? That's the tricky bit.
Don't. No, it can't be.
Tigers. Bulldogs.
It better not be the Roosters.
Oh. What if it's the Rabbits?
That's fine.
What do you got against the Roosters? They play fair and square.
What?
And of course, he's just been away with the Aussie side and a gun player, a match-winning player. You know, he can break the game wide open, so deserve everything he gets.
Hey,
I
love this from Josh Addo-Carr, saying he worked his backside off to be ready to perform at the World Cup as a way to pay his respects to Mao for his belief in him. I like that.
Well, yeah, you know, one of those players that missed out on playing State of Origin, Regan Campbell-Gillard, another, really important to them. They got an opportunity and he would have been filthy during the Origin period.
Regan Campbell-Gillard played the first one.
Oh, played the first one, did he? Okay. But yeah, he was extreme. He made the team of the World Cup outstanding.
I thought he should have been the player of the tournament. He should have gotten the golden boot. Yeah.
Oh, that's
some
a
of those.
One.
Well, you don't give it a winger, do you?
Well,
normally.
Look, the stuff that I saw, and I didn't see the front end of the tournament. I think Junior Barlow was great.
Yeah.
Junior Paulo for some of our listeners.
Yeah.
I thought he was outstanding. Just for a big man, what he contributed and his leadership of Samoa and to get him into the final. And in the final itself, if you get a chance to go back and watch it, he was just He was in everything.
Nobody played more rugby league games this year than Junior Bolo as well. 35, 36 games.
Yep. I still say, you know, I know it went to Joey Manu and he was great, but how do you give it before the end of the tournament?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Crazy.
Stupid. I haven't seen you. What did you make of Nathan Cleary's?
Really good final. Yeah. Excellent in the final. Yeah.
You got used to the ball.
Shut a few people up. Oh, not too bad. He's kicking. I'm just talking about his general play. His general play kicking was good, but yeah, he was very good. Had a hand in him, three tries, I think.
Yeah.
He was very, very good.
He struggled with those sideline kicks, though, didn't he? It's just that I thought there was one actually didn't even make the distance. I think he did struggle a bit with the goal kicking with those lighter
different balls. Different
balls, yeah. Are they much lighter, Badge? You play with the old heavy leather ones,
didn't
you?
I've kicked one for a while over there. No, we used to play over there. We go to England and play in, you know, on tour and something. You go, why haven't we got these balls over there, the synthetic ones? And it took a long time for us to adopt them. But yeah, they're different. Obviously, he's taken him a bit of time to work that one out.
0457 736 736 is our text number, talking about funny names or famous names. And also getting your thoughts on Justin Langer's comments today about the cowards within the Cricket Australia setup.
Mm.
Names, Badge, got a couple there?
Yeah, from number ending in 035. Two blokes I went to school with, Muhammad Ali and Paul McCartney.
Nice.
Wow. Boxing and music would have been very interesting.
And the best of both, by the way, just quietly. No bums, those two.
No. What else? Very, very good. Talking about Justin Langer. Sadly, fellas, we're allowing and creating a nation of nothing but sooks in every walk of life. I can't stand the new look Australian cricket team and won't watch or listen to their games. Mick from Cedar Creek.
Well, Mick, they're pretty strong words.
But yeah.
You know, I kind of agree with him a bit. There's a few players in that Aussie team I do like. I love watching Zampa.
I'm not keen to put them all into one basket. You know, I think we can generalise, but let's not do that. Toolman says, I'm with you, Woogie, as well. Players are too soft. Need a hard nut like Langer. Seems the youngsters can't take discipline or authority these days. That's what it would seem like on the outside. I mean, and I don't, again, be careful not to throw them all into that pool.
Yeah, and it's clear the players are running the show. Absolutely clear.
Well, players used to run the show, didn't they, when the captain was the man and...
But it was a different era, Badge.
Yeah, and? What I don't know.
It was
what
a tougher era.
Yeah. Oh, so they had...
You could confront people back then. Justin Langer in this podcast tells a great story about the first two or three tests he played for Australia. People like Booney and that didn't even talk to him. Didn't it? Because he had to earn his position in the side. He had to earn the respect of the other players. And he said, I think it was the first test. Martin Crowe was batting, the great Martin Crowe. And AB said to him, listen, he was at Silly Mid On. AB goes, listen, mate, give us the helmet. I want you to go out deep square leg on the boundary. He's going to hook this. So he throws the helmet to heels, runs out there. Next ball, bang, Martin Crowe hooks the ball. It's coming straight down his throat, drops it.
Oh.
And he said it was the easiest. This is on this podcast. He goes, the easiest catch ever. He said, I've spilt it.
Oh,
how do you reckon AB responded?
Oh, I wouldn't be happy.
He
what did he do?
Took his baggy green off, threw it on the ground and just sprayed him.
Have I told you about my first test experience?
No.
Not dissimilar with the King. I'll tell you after break.
All right, let's get to it. That's what we call a hook and tease in the biz. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia Badger's great story about the King and good. He. Should be a movie.
King and I.
Next on Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Right, yeah, it's the moment the kiddies have been waiting for. Join Robson Civil Projects. Jobs at robsoncivil.com.au. Badge's Wally Lewis story.
Actually, before I do that, quickly on famous names from text number 675.
Don't leave us,
ain't you? I will get in, Badge. Got a mate. His name's John Fogarty. Nice. And he knows all the cringe tunes.
There you go.
And, Woogie, I heard you cleaned out all the Big Macs at Harbour Town McDonald's on the weekend.
I
That was a rumour that you went hard.
No, I did.
Just to support McCartney.
I had one, actually.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, my missus was there.
That's exaggerated a bit.
60 years of family culture. Joined the Robson Civil Projects team for the opportunity of a lifetime. We're talking about Justin Langer copping it from AB for dropping
in
a
catch. In his first test, yeah. And it reminded me. Oh, look, and I apologise if you heard this before, because I've told it before. My first ever rugby league test, it was in 1988. I played Origin 86. I went to the Kangaroo Tour. I never played a test. 87, I don't think there were any tests. And then 88, they picked the test side. It was only 15 players for Australia. England was on tour over here. 15 players, two reserves. And Gary Jack was still the incumbent fullback and great player, playing great. I got picked on the bench as the back reserve. And we had a forward reserve as well. I don't think it was David Gillespie or... anyway, so whenever in each game... when a back went down, I went on. But every time Donnie Furness shuffled everyone around and put me on the wing. So the first time I get on the field to play for Australia, I think Peter Sterling's hurt. Tony Curry's on the wing. He puts Tony Curry into halfback and me on the right wing. Now, Donnie Furness was my club coach. He should have known I'd be the worst winger ever. So I'm on the wing for the first time in my whole life. And the first thing I had to do, they kicked the ball out, or we kicked the ball out or something. Had a scrum about 20 metres from the sideline. We're about 40 metres from our line. England's feed. Andy Gregory goes to put the ball in. And I'm marking the fastest man probably ever to play the game, Martin O'Fire.
Oh, God.
And I thought, okay, this is going to be good. What do we do? Oh, I've heard coaches say, show them the sideline. Well,
good plan.
If you're quick, you can do that.
Not if you're me
versus Martin Offia. So Andy Gregory gets the ball out of the scrum, dummies to go to the open, just throws the ball to Martin Offia on the blind side. He steps back in towards the scrum and I stay with him and he just runs around down the sideline. I didn't get within 10 metres of him. We went back behind the post. So we were winning. You know, I think we were up like 16 points or something when that happened. So gave him a chance. And the king... Wally's the captain. He ran back and he just looked at me and he went, the big eyes, just this giant eyes just opened up and looked at me and said, what the F are you doing? I went, I've never played on the wing before. He went, you better hurry up and can learn. Oh, the spray I got.
Awesome stuff. Hey, anyway, the Great
Ocean. I missed about four more tackles in the next two games on the wing.
The Great Ocean Road Beach Volley Fest in Torquay started today. How good's this? Today, the challenge event started with the qualification matches, which will fill the eight remaining main draw vacancies per gender. 38 pairs from 10 different countries are competing for their spot in the Elite 16, which starts on the 29th of November. It's like qualifying.
Do you want me to go down for that and do some crosses, Torquay?
How good would that be?
Oh,
volley, good beach volleyball in Torquay. Does it get better?
Yeah.
This is Sports Love State. It. Thanks to the 8-seat Kia Carnival, a grand utility vehicle. Hey, another big hour of the show coming up. Alex Brosk will join us as we look at Australia's chances for the remainder of the FIFA World Cup. We'll get to that next. This is Sports State.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Hello, welcome to the second big hour of Sports Day. Our SEN station's leaving us about 26 minutes to go to the Global Game. And in fact, a familiar voice, Alex Brosk from the Global Game, our show, our soccer show across the SEN network, will be joining shortly. Actually, I forgot to mention this earlier. I've pulled up here at work today and I've parked next to Jack. And I've gone, what's that on his windscreen? He's got a dead mouse resting on his windscreen.
Why?
What?
I don't know. I think he collects
on the
them.
Outside.
On the outside. So it's resting on top of his windscreen.
Have you spoken
wiper.
To Jack about this? Did yeah, one of his I mates did. Put it there or something?
I don't know. He reckons to send a message to the other mice. But
to the cats.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I've rocked up and gone, is that a dead mouse on his windscreen?
So like a furry mouse or like one on a computer?
Have a look on the way out tonight.
Okay.
It's a furry long mouse, so you know where your windscreen...
Like that's a rat if it's a long one.
Oh, no, just, you know, about, I don't know, what's that? About 12 inches? No, what's that, about 3-4 inches?
I think when you... Yeah, that is about that long when you put your fingers... According to
but seriously, so you know when your windscreen wipers sit down?
Yeah.
It's laying across the top of that.
Really?
I've seen it all now. He's driven to work about 50 k's today with this dead mouse on his windscreen.
Have you ever had something in your car and you didn't know about? Like I was driving and a spider ran up my arm, like a big spider.
Yeah.
Like a huntsman. And I didn't even know what it was. I just saw this big thing and I swerved. I nearly had an accident and got rid of it and flicked it off and
my greatest
fear. I
was
never the same when I got back in that car. I know people have had snakes in their
cars.
Yeah,
that would be my greatest fear. You're driving along and all of a sudden a snake sticks its head up out behind your dash. No, thanks.
No.
What do you do? You just burn your car, wouldn't you? You just torch it.
Like, have you ever had
start again?
Something in your car, like an ex-girlfriend or something, Woogie, that you weren't expecting years ago?
Yeah, head come up from from underneath the dash. Oh, stream please. Every NFL game.
Is it clean?
I can't believe I said that. That's not what I meant. Blame the medication. Stream every NFL game this season live on NFL Game Pass. Visit NFLGamePass.com. I know you don't like your NFL, but I cannot wait for the Thanksgiving three games on Friday
it's not
morning.
That I don't like it. I'm just not into it.
Yeah. Well, mate, there's a triple header Thanksgiving Day, which is our Friday morning. Can't wait. Dallas Cowboys.
Thanksgiving Day.
In the U.S.
Yeah, we all know what Thanksgiving Day is,
Well, no, it's a day that the U.S. celebrate.
Give thanks.
They're thanking everyone for their givenness.
So it's Black Friday Eve.
Oh, don't start me on that. That's coming up later on, isn't it? Actually, that's ridiculous. It's coming up a little later on. If you've got something for us, again, Badger and I are going to be like a couple of old blokes yelling at a cloud.
Oh, I mentioned it last night when you were here having a sickie.
I wasn't having a sickie. And I actually came into that was the first thing I said to you.
You know when you're off work sick and you're actually sick, isn't that still a sickie? Or is that only when you chuck a
that's when you chuck a
pretend
a
one? Okay, well, I didn't mean that. I know you were sick.
Badge, you've got 10 days of leave just sitting there. No point dying with it. That's a joke. I didn't use a day.
Do we get 10 days?
You get 10 days.
Wow.
You get 8 days for being sick and you've got 2 days for just, I don't know what the other 2 days are for. I don't know, I've got no idea. Anyway, this happened early this morning.
Harry Soutar, at the base of the centre circle, plays a long diagonal ball out to Lecky on the right flank, and a good touch as well. Pavard hit the ground, the cross comes in, Goodwin! Craig Goodwin has the opener. Australia 1-0 up on the French.
Yeah, everyone jumping up and down very early this morning in my house, 10 past 5, going, how good's this? We're going to win this 3-0, and then... Yeah, the French woke up, ended up beating us 4-1. Alex Brosk, who you can quite often hear on the global game across the SEN network and the SEN app, joining us now on Sports Day. Alex, it was good for that first 10 minutes, wasn't it, mate?
Oh, it was very good. I mean, the emotions we all would have felt. Look, in reality, I wasn't expecting much. So, you know, prepared myself, sat down, ready to watch the game, thinking as long as we put in a good performance. But... seeing the result last night, Saudi Arabia being Argentina, that sort of got me a little bit more hopeful than I was. And then with the way that we started 1-0 up, I thought, hold on a second, this could be. I mean, we could actually beat France. And then it unfortunately went, I guess as expected in a way. You know, we were beaten quite comfortably in the end by a team that is stacked with talent and outrageous players. And unfortunately, we just couldn't keep up with them.
Yeah, Alex, but we could have, quite. I know they scored a couple of goals in that first half after our first one, but we went very close to levelling the scores. Had that happened, I'm not sure who it was, but hit the post, could it have been a different story in the second half if they went in 2-2, maybe a little bit more nervous, the French?
Look, I don't know. I still think they ran over the top of us in that second half. I think what it definitely would have done, because I remember the moment and thinking, you know, if we'd equalise there just before half time, I mean, the lift that it would have given the players, you go into the sheds a completely different player. You know, you go in thinking, hold on, we're tied with France here. We've scored 2 goals against them. They're definitely beatable. We can get something out of this game. Instead of going in the way they did, thinking, right, we went up, after 20 minutes, it all went south and this could end up getting ugly. So it completely different mindset going into the halftime change. It could have changed things, but I still look at the quality that they have and the way that we ended up playing in that second half, which was pretty much just sitting back. You know, that in-your-face style, that aggressive, game plan that Arnie wanted to or told us he was going to play in making the French uncomfortable. I didn't really see it. You know, I didn't see enough of it.
Mm. Was there anything else or anything tactically that you thought we could have got better?
Look, I agreed with what the boys said on the panel. I think that, I think probably the changes came a little bit too late. Probably before that third one goes in, you know, I think you could see the pattern that the game was heading towards. It was only ever going to be, from 2-1 at halftime, with the way we started the second half, it was a matter of time before the third one, the fourth one came. So I think Arnie at that moment probably could have been a bit, braver and thrown on the likes of Garang Kuol, Alwa Mabil, and Cummings, just to try something, to see if that sparks anything. You've got guys on the bench that are hungry and they're watching the game go by and thinking, coach, get me on, I can do something. That's why I'm here. And with the game, the way that it was heading, I think it was set up to try something different. And he didn't. And look, in the end, we copped that third and the fourth and we didn't really put up a fight in the end.
There's been a lot of talk about France and, the players not getting along. They had injuries. Geez, they looked all right for a team that doesn't like each other. Did they meet expectations?
They certainly did. I think there's a lot more to come from them as well. I think, look, all those sorts of things, the unrest and, I think people like the media in particular like to make more of what it is. At the end of the day, these guys understand how incredibly special it is to be part of a moment like that, to be at a World Cup and to think that and to know that those moments don't come around for everyone all the time. So they'd be doing everything. I'm sure that all those things behind closed doors, I'd say they are still a very tight-knit group. You could see it on the field. Whether they are or they aren't, they know they've got the quality to still carry out a game plan, win games, score goals. And, I think they will be, a huge contender.
We saw a nil or draw between Tunisia and also Denmark, which is great for the Socceroos.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to work it out, if France do their job and beat Tunisia and Denmark, all we need then, and I say all we need, is if it's easy, is a win and a draw. Is that correct to go through?
Pretty much. And then depending on the other results as well, you'd think it'll come down to goal difference, possibly, because there will be another team that will more than likely finish on 4 points as well with us if that happens. And that 4-1, could come back to hurt us. So, again, that's why at 2-1 down, I would have liked to see us be a bit more brave and actually go for it and see if we could have, in that second half, pinched another one. But you're right, there's still a lot to play for. I think the boys would have seen enough from themselves in that first 20, 30 minutes to think, if we took it to France, if Saudi Arabia can beat Argentina, we're more than good enough to go and beat Tunisia now and get something out of the next two games.
Is that the greatest upset in World Cup history, with Saudi Arabia beating Argentina?
Oh, look, I can't remember, and I haven't looked too far, but to be honest, I don't think there probably would be one. Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, unheard of. It's going to be a result that will be remembered for a very, very long time.
Yeah. So all or nothing now. Who has to play more minutes? We keep hearing Garang Kuol, the young bloke who came on not long ago, it was already 4-1. Do we have to see him on the park more, or is there anyone else?
Look, well, Aiden Hrustic, he didn't play in this game. He carried an ankle injury, and with no Tom Rogic there, he is our go-to guy in terms of creating chances. He's a wonderful player in that attack that I think I wouldn't say missed last night, because we didn't have much of the ball, so it probably would have been a game that would have wasted his talents anyway. But in the next two games, I'd say he will play and he'll be key to, getting us to create more chances and hopefully winning some games.
All right, we've got Tunisia, 9:00 Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday nights. The Socceroos, can we expect a win? Tunisia,
yes.
I heard today, have got a lot of support
in
Qatar.
Oh, they would. They absolutely would. And look, from what I heard, they weren't overly impressive against Denmark. Look, I think we can. This is this is the game, right? Tunisia is looking at us as the team that they've got to beat, that, you know, 3 points for them, and we're looking at them the same way. So it's going to be an incredible game. The time for us here in Australia is perfect at 9 o'clock. And look, I definitely think that, you know, I'm more hopeful now and more optimistic now than even before the France game that that we can get something out of this game.
All right, Alex Brosk from The Global Game. Of course, The Global Game's coming up after us. Well, coming up shortly on our SEN stations. You're not involved, though. You're not in tonight's show. It's the boys of it from Qatar.
Exactly right. So Simon got himself a little trip away.
Where's your trip?
Great. It gives me time to, mine, unfortunately, is down to my couch and back, and that's about it. So I get to watch, enjoy, just like everybody else, which is good. I'm actually grateful for the time off, just to get to enjoy the World Cup.
We've got Simon Hill and John Cosmina in Qatar on a junket. We've got Scott Sattler in New Zealand on a junket. Think of Alex Brosk. Come on, everyone.
He's had his junkets, World Cups and Olympics and everything else.
Hey, mate, thanks for your time on Sports Day tonight, and good luck. Come on, the Socceroos on Saturday night.
Thanks, boys.
So, yeah, there's Alex Brosk. I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable, by the way, saying that.
On the lounge, he wouldn't be uncomfortable.
And he hasn't asked for a junket, by the way. Just want to confirm that, clear that up. The McDonald Jones birthday sale is on now. Thanks for your text messages there. They're screaming in. I just want to shout out, and it hurts me to do this, but Glenn, the reality king, has texts from Newey. G'day, Justin, Badge, Jack and Sats. If you're listening, sorry I'm late, guys. Oh, well, apology accepted. As I had to post your letter. What's that about? And just got home from Hotel Jesmond, where I demolished the 1 kilo bucket of chicken wings in a number of schooners.
What's that got to do with Justin Langer and famous names?
I don't know,
he's a great contributor. He must know someone with a famous name, Glenn Wood.
Badge, people can text us about anything or call us about anything. So don't be harsh. But the thing is, show some respect for a guy who's just knocked off a kilo bucket of chicken and written a letter.
Well, you know what happened to you when you overate on Saturday.
Shut up.
You had two days off work.
0457 736 736 is our text number if you want to shoot us a text. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes. We'll go to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be, someone's got to be accountable for this.
Rightio, Badge, that's ridiculous. If you've got one for us, 0457 736 736.
I heard today that we have a predator that eats cane toads. It's called a bin chicken.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
And I know they get a bad rap. Actually have learned to eat cane toads and avoid getting poisoned.
They're not an attractive bird, are they?
Well, they're not attractive animals, the toads. And I know which one I'd prefer to have running or hopping around my backyard. Neither. No, the ibis. Well,
you can't whack one with a 7-eye.
So this might be the way we can an ibis.
Yeah, you can't whack one with
it. You can't do that to a toad either.
No, but apparently people used to in the past.
Oh, RSPCA.
No.
So anyway, that's ridiculous. Bin chickens eat cane toads. How good? Ridiculous in a good way.
Rightio.
What do you got, Wooks?
I've got Time Out. I think it's a magazine. It's Time Out a magazine, Jack.
Yep.
Online. Has named Fortitude Valley in Brisbane as one of the 51 coolest neighbourhoods in the world.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Now, our SENQ studios are in Fortitude Valley in Brisbane.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
You're only there during the day.
But there's some stuff that goes
night,
on.
At night, it really beats up.
Now, I don't know, is it because of Kiddies that's there? You know, Kiddies, the club.
No, I don't know Kiddies, the club.
I've heard there's a club called Kiddies. We had our news.
There's a lot of live music venues. My son plays with his band.
There's a lot of people wandering the streets off their heads. We had one bloke one day in a Western Bulldogs jumper at 4 a.m. jumping our newsreader's car as she pulled up because he thought it was an Uber.
Well, that's a mistake anyone can make.
And then
who walks around Brisbane wearing AFL gear?
Well, they
that
do.
Is weird.
Well, Brisbane Lions supporters.
No, not many.
And there was the time there was a guy who broke into the cafe downstairs, took his pants off, and started smashing bottles of wine everywhere. It's just a day ending in Y.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean. Well, go at night and you'll get a much better idea why it's been named.
What else do you like?
Oh, Saudi Arabia defeating Argentina. The king declared a national holiday.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Really? Good stuff. And I've got to throw in Black Friday sales.
What's the go?
If I keep getting Black Friday sales texts from people I don't even know, I don't even know what Black Friday is and I don't care and I don't do Thanksgiving. No, because you just explained to me.
Yeah.
And it's not even Friday. It's just altogether ridiculous.
So you have Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't.
No, I'm going to explain it to you. You have Thanksgiving on Thursday in America, and then on the Friday you have the sales. Mate, I'm with you.
I know.
I'm with you, but even my kids.
You're telling me or the listeners?
Everyone, anyone who's listening.
I'm not listening.
Even my kids are using me.
I hate all this American holiday sales ridiculous
stuff. Danger sent us a text. Okay, Danger, I still use a driver for both. Well, he is a driver.
Oh, he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Okay. I talked about spiders and stuff in your car.
Or a dead mouse on your windscreen. Yes.
Toronto Rod says he had a big eagle fly into his car.
No.
Through the driver's side window while doing 120 k's an hour. The eagle or you? Then it jumped, swarked, feathers everywhere, squawked. Because stuck in the car.
Oh, no.
And I just picked up a hitchhiker. Oh. Is this a movie? I pulled up and told him to get out of the car.
The hitchhiker or the eagle?
I don't know. It's a good story. Is that real?
Don't know. Hey, listen, what about Tim from Parks who never freezes his meat? Hey, lads, talking about famous names, I've got one and it sucks. I get it all the time. Tim Allen.
Oh, Tim the Tool. That's why he's called Tim the Tool Man.
No, he's a different. That's another one.
Oh.
This is Tim from Parks.
Oh, we've got Tim the Tool Man as well.
Oh, have we?
Well, isn't that Tim? Was that Tim Allen? Same bloke?
Hey, by the way, if you're listening on one of our SEN stations or through the SEN app, you're leaving us for the Global Game with Simon Hill and John Cosmina live from Qatar. That's coming up in just a moment. If you want to continue listening to us, download the SEN app. You'll find us on there or through the Super Radio Network.
And I was about Tim Allen. I was, no, right.
I was really.
No, I was right.
It's a different person, mate.
Jack has just texted me.
What is Jack know? He's got a dead mouse on the front of his car. Doesn't even know it.
An eagle will get that.
Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Oh, no, Sats, as we said earlier, he's on a junket in New Zealand at the moment when the two stars of the show are hanging back in the studio. I don't get it. We're here.
I think you nailed it when you said the two stars of the show are back here. Who is the most indispensable? Oh, obviously, it's Sats.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't think of it that way. Do you reckon he has bored our clients to death already with that tackle?
Oh.
He bores us to death.
I know. Yeah. Hey, so you're talking about stars.
Yeah. Simon Orchard?
No, some greyhounds that are racing. Right. Yeah, of course. We've got Simon Orchard on.
The Greyhound Super Series returns. Let me get into this first. The Sportsbet Dapto Megastar. 8th of December. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. This guy's a celebrity. I mean, he's a hockey champ and he... sometimes gives us the good oil on what's happening at Wendy Park on a Wednesday night.
Can pick a place getter.
Yeah, can. Yeah, normally fifth or sixth place. Simon Orchard. No, we got a winner last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Winner
a first
second.
And a second, yeah. Simon, welcome to the show. Sorry, it was a rough intro, wasn't it?
No, it was one of the better ones I've had, boys. I should put that on tape and send it around to some of my friends.
Nice. Hey, what's the Dapto Megastar? What's the go there?
Yeah, great question, fellas. The Dapto Megastar, it is the last Group 1 on the New South Wales calendar. The heat are next Thursday. The final is on December 8th. But as I said, it's a Group 1, guys, and it's one of the only Group 1s that we have outside of Sydney. A lot of our biggest races are at Wentworth Park. But Dapto, the most famed track probably in Australia. Everyone knows the Dapto Dogs. We've got our own Group 1, and it's coming up. So in the next couple of days, so tomorrow night, you'll see a bunch of good dogs coming out of the woodwork to try and run in a lead-up race to this Dapto Megastar Heats. And we'll see, after the Melbourne Cup finishes on Saturday down in Victoria, we'll see a lot of dogs come back up the highway and they'll run in the last Group 1 of the year because it's worth $75,000. And as I said, it's got a long, long history of producing some wonderful winners. So, look, already we've seen a couple in the last few weeks show up for their first run at Dapto in the last couple of months. They're all getting used to the track. And we've actually got, guys, Terry Hill. Remember the old footy star? Terry Hill's got a dog. Tezza. He's got a dog coming down tomorrow night called Came and Went. It's changed kennels. It's come from South Australia. It's now with Andy and Jodie Lord, who are the best trainers, well, arguably the best trainers in New South Wales. They've got She's a Pearl and a bunch of other great dogs. So it's under their care, and it'll be running tomorrow at Dapto for the first time in the lead-up to the Group 1 Dapto Megastar. So Tez, God bless him. He might even come down to Dapto and relive some of the glory days when he used to do the footy show gear all those years ago.
Wear your raincoat or take your brolly.
Oh, come on.
Hey, now the Casino Cup final this Friday night. We talked about Lewis Rumble last week. Favourite? Went all right last week?
Yeah, he won. Yeah, I think we even might have tipped him. I know we went a couple at Wentworth Park and said maybe back Lewis Rumble. Well, he got up. It wasn't the prettiest win, but he had to work really hard. Star Chaser. Look, the Group 3 Casino Cup, you're right. It's worth $25,000 to the winner. It's Friday afternoon or Friday night, just after 6 o'clock. And, yeah, a lot of money for there's some really good dogs up there. And it's actually quite interesting, boys. Lewis Rumble runs around. He'll jump from box 7 where he went from last week. He'll probably start favourite, I reckon. But there's a couple of dogs in the field for Michael Lelix, Suave Ripple and Rapid Ripple, who are actually the grandsons of a dog that Lewis Rumble's trainer gave to that trainer. I know that's sort of convoluted and hard to follow, but Lewis Rumble's trainer gave Michael Lelix a dog a few years ago, and that dog produced two dogs that will be running against Lewis Rumble in the final on Friday. So there you go. Lewis Rumble will be running against Suave Ripple and Rapid Ripple. I reckon those three, one of those will win. So have a look at the markets. As I said, it's worth $25,000. Lewis Rumble is a star, guys. He's won over $250,000 now. He's won 30 races from 58 attempts. One of my favourite dogs to watch race. And Steve Cavanagh is just a soul-of-the-earth champion who has always got time for us. So we've got plenty of time for him. And hopefully Lewis Rumble can put another feature race on his resume come Friday night up there at Beautiful Casino.
Still trying to work it out. So he's related to some other dogs in the race, like second cousin.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying. Okay. Steve Cavanagh, the trainer, has given some dogs to a friend, and those dogs are coming back to haunt him now with their progeny racing against his very own star, Lewis Rumble, if you can make sense of that.
Right. They better not make out post-race then, because it could be awkward.
It'd be the trifecta.
It would be.
Chasing each other.
All right. All right, mate. Tips at Wentworth Park tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, look, let's go race 8, number 7, Lightning Ethics. She's the little sister to the Group 1 National Sprint winner, Simply Limelight. Runner-up, I should say, Simply Limelight. She's already won 8 races and had 6 minors from 20 career starts. I think she's found a really nice race tonight, guys. She's a 4th grade dog in a mixed 4th, 5th grade event. So every other dog in the race is a 5th grader. She's a 4th grader. She's usually bomb-proof from the boxes. She's got reasonable form from box 7 as well. She's had 3 wins in the black rug. And her last 2 runs, she's won with a combined winning margin of 18 lengths. So I think she's really well-placed, as I said, and I think she's going to be hard to beat. Race 8, number 7, Lightning Ethics. And then we're going to go to race 8 on the card, a dog by the name of...
And we just did race 8.
Sorry.
Race
9 on the card. You're right. Thanks for keeping me honest there. Race 9 on the card, Oro Rojo. From box 1. Look, this dog's been racing predominantly down at Goulburn, Dapto, come to Wentworth Park last couple. It's run second, third. I reckon it's due. Its personal best of 30.02 is the fastest in the race. As I said, the box 1 draw, we all know the red dog goes really well at any track, let alone at Wentworth Park. And I think for Subby and Jenny Nagura, Oro Rojo is a really well-bred dog, and I think he can get up tonight. He's about $2, $2.20, and that dog, Lightning Ethics, that I mentioned before is about the same price. So you could mould him together, get around $4 and hopefully had a good night.
Nice. Beauty, okay. And good pickup there, Jace, that he got the wrong race. You tuned in when he talked about fourth grade, didn't you? Because that was the best 3 years of your life.
Mate,
boom, boom.
Oh, that's very funny. Hang on one moment.
How dare you?
The sports bet Dapto Megastar, the best of the best, battling out for a 75 grand prize, 8th of December. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Simon, as always, it's been a pleasure, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Have a wonderful night. Hooray.
Yeah, remember, gamble responsibly. Hopefully they will get up tonight. Jeez, the text machine badge is blowing up tonight.
Again.
You took the P155.
You get it repaired every night.
You took the P155 out of Jack's suggestion about famous names.
Yes.
Do you have one?
I did.
And it's gone nuts.
I didn't have the P. I thought it was a great idea. You were jealous.
No,
Jack
wasn't.
Comes up with all the good stuff.
The McDonald Jones birthday sale is on now. The text machine is going off. Give us some names, Badge.
Regarding famous names, John Hayes, who played for the Western Suburbs Magpies in the 1960s, alongside the likes of Ned Kelly and Arthur Summons. His father shares the same name, Daniel from Prairiewood. Johnny Hayes, very famous footballer.
Hey, I've just worked this one out. Mark in Sydney, not a sporting theme, but my middle name is Anthony. Now, Mark Anthony, is he a famous singer?
No, yeah, but Cleopatra married Mark Anthony. General. Yeah, Roman General.
Wasn't Mark Anthony married to someone like Britney Spears or something at one stage? Am I saying this out loud?
Yeah.
I am saying this.
A famous name, the listener... number ending in 235. His is Tubbs Taylor. Must be Mark Taylor.
Nice.
I love it. He's a member of my golf club, and I get his tea times occasionally. Oh, good idea.
Oh, he'd get the good tea times too, wouldn't he?
And you go, look, I'm just going to play. I'm teeing off with Steve Waugh and all the boys, Glenn McGrath.
Imagine Tubby Taylor.
Tubby, you're with my scrubber mates over there in about an hour and a half.
Or playing off 30. Or playing off 30. And Tubby get the best parking spot too, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. With aircon.
Yeah. Miko and Toowoomba, boys, I'm 51. My 16-year-old daughter is dating a boy named Will Smith, and I keep calling him John Wayne, and they look at me with that look of...
What?
Now, I don't get this.
What's the connection between John Wayne and Will Smith? I've got nothing there.
Jack, you're the cool, hip bloke in this show. Is there a connection?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe someone can help us out. What is the connection between Will Smith and John Wayne? Was that a John Wayne character in a Western badge? You're a John Wayne fan. You're a Marion fan.
Oh, I love
fan.
John Wayne.
You love Marion.
Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Marion. What's his last name?
I forget.
Someone come in.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he was a
Miko
Smith.
From Toowoomba. He says he's 51 and he's, same one.
I just read that one.
No, I had another one there, sorry. Famous names.
You've done a me.
Stepdad's name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Oh, JFK.
Very nice.
Nick on the Goldie.
Well done, Nick. Nice.
Can Nick come tomorrow night?
We no, give before, him a, mate.
Oh, damn. Don't.
Hey, Badge, Woogie and Jack, regarding famous names, John Hayes, oh, you've done that one. I've just done what you've done. Have you done the one here from Rooster Muzz? Woogie, Badge, good. And Jack, talking of names, my brother and sister-in-law celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary next Monday. She had the same surname as us before they were married, and we're not even from Tassie. No, but Rooster Muzz, it's not famous.
But it's still quirky.
No, it's not.
Well... I'm but it might be. What if their last name's Munro and her name's Marilyn?
Tathra Eagle has sent us a text. I like this. Evening, lads. Not sure if you caught any of the SEN New Zealand crew today. Beaver Donald, former All Black, all but declared his love for Sats. No, actually, he did. No wonder Sats went over to be worshipped by his followers. Watch out when he gets back, boys. He will seriously up and he'll be seriously up and about. Have a great night, Tathra. There you go. He does love Sats because he's a Penrith supporter. We've had him on the show a couple of times, haven't we, Badge?
Yes. Yes, he does like
Thank
the
you
great
for your participation.
I'm just Googling something. Can you keep talking?
Toronto Rod said, a lady I know told me her maiden name is Iron Man. I laughed. Thank you for that. Justin Langer, lots of texts around Justin Langer as well.
What was Iron Man's name?
Well, the Stark. Actor.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, Iron Stark.
No, the character. Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
I knew that before you typed that too, Jack. I just remembered.
I'm just wondering, Daniel from Prairiewood, was your dad's nickname Chow? Because Johnny Hayes, back from the 50s or the 60s and 70s with the Magpies, the famous footballer, his nickname was Chow, Chow Hayes.
There you have it.
I wonder if they might have called your dad the same thing.
Justin Langer, lots of people weighing in on this tonight with regards to him coming out in a podcast, I should rephrase that, with Justin Langer's thoughts about what happened in the Australian cricket setup.
Right.
With people
didn't come out in a podcast.
No, he didn't. I'll take that back.
Gee.
But he was saying that people were, you know, nice to his face but stabbing him in the back. And when stories were being leaked to the media, they were saying sources when JL was saying they should be saying, well, cowards were doing this. So he was pretty full on. And obviously Justin Langer is still a hot topic. And we've had a few texts. Justin Langer up front. He isn't prepared to put names out and tease off once the team loses a tournament. Weak as. Who is he dumping on?
He
mentioned names.
He actually did. He talked about Pat Cummins. He talked about Aaron Finch. And Aaron Finch basically said he finds it difficult to have the hard conversations. And he said that to his coach when Finch was in charge of the shorter formats of the game. He did mention one other player. Hey, another one on Justin Langer here. Cameron from Balcombe Hills says, as a younger man, I was focused on representative rowing. 7 days a week training, if you were serious. I had room for little else, and I believe any pro athlete would agree. Regardless of players' wages or sponsors, we love them for their athletic ability, not for their political views. I have no problem with a whole team agreeing to stand for any cause. But individuals speaking out should be team first, focused always.
Well, yeah.
Is there a great divide in this cricket team where there's some that didn't want the coach and others that wanted him to stay and feel, you know, would some of them feel remorseful and embarrassed about the fact that Justin Langer got moved on?
I think, didn't Uzi Khawaja at one stage say, didn't he come out one stage and support JL? I think he did at one stage. And they had a checkered past. If you watch that test documentary, Usman Khawaja was the only person who'd stand up and question Justin Langer.
Right.
And I think JL liked that.
Well, he says, he's not perfect and you're always learning and you're trying to better yourself and become a better person and a better coach. And he did. He did want feedback and craved it, and that was his big disappointment. He wasn't getting any. He's just hearing all about it in the media.
Is there a divide in the team at the moment? Well, I know you were talking about the time that Justin Langer was sacked. I think there's a divide. I don't know if it's a massive divide, but I still think there's people on that team who may not agree with some of the decisions being made and also agree with some people's views, particularly on climate change and whatnot. I mean, we jokingly said to Travis Head last week, do you like electricity? And he says, I like everything. So I don't know, you know, and that's probably the only answer he can give, right, Badge? But I don't know. It'd be interesting to see whether some players agree. I mean, I think Warner, the way he's – there seems to be a lot of people talking out of school at the moment about cricket in Australia. And when it's coming from players within the system, you've got to kind of be worried about that, Badge.
Mm.
It's like no one's controlling the animals in the zoo here. You know what I mean? It's kind of a free-for-all at the moment.
Player power has been around for a long time in different ways, and there has to be a balance. And if it gets out of control, you're in strife. I think this is another thing, you know, of the NRL. Sure, it's great that the players have a say. Let's make sure that they don't run the game.
Mm.
And we don't want the coaches to run the game. We don't want any individual clubs to run the game. We want the Australian Rugby League Commission and the NRL
administrators, yeah,
to make those decisions. And if they don't like their decisions, well, you can always, you know, we can get them. You can try to get them removed. But the system isn't broke.
I'm old school, says Brendan, but he is playing the game by yelling on the sideline. Yeah, again, put it into context. It was in a podcast where they talked about a lot of stuff, a lot of things, and this was just a part of it. And he was asked questions. So have a listen to it. It's called Back Chat. And it's a very good podcast. It goes about an hour 40, so, you know, it'll take up a bit of time. But there is some context around it. Love Langer, we need him back. That's Chris from Mudrabar. Danger, let's keep us old men going. It's bad enough to see them playing. We've got to keep it up. Go JL. Yeah, nice stuff. Mm. All right, break time. Thanks to Kia. This is Sports Day. When we come back, you've got a last laugh.
Oh, okay.
Come on, mate. You've got plenty. You've just been rolling them out all night here in the studio.
Yeah, true.
It's a Refedex. And also the last blast on the way next.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to it. No Sats. He's over in New Zealand on a junket. So Badge and I are staying behind and working our backsides. We're like the Alex Brosks.
I didn't even get asked to go to New Zealand. Can't believe it.
We'll take that up with who you
I wouldn't have gone. I just want to be asked.
New Farm. Australian through and through. If you're listening to Port Macquarie on 2 p.m. I love Lake Cat Eye. South of Port
Macquarie. I used to think it was called Lake Cathy.
No, it's Lake Cat Eye. Mum and Dad's ashes are actually spread there. Well, half of Mum's ashes are spread there. The rest went in my mouth.
Was that?
You don't do it downwind.
Was that?
Seriously, I learnt the lesson that day.
Is that their favourite holiday spot?
That's where they lived.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they should have done it when they retired, but they did a bit too late. They had a nice little two-bedroom townhouse 50 metres from the bowls club.
Wow. I was just imagining them driving there. We're going to Bonnie. Yeah, great spot.
It's also home of the Port Macquarie Sharks Rugby League Footy Club for your Thursday. Top of 26, sunny day, chance of a storm in the evening, and a low of 12 overnight. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yes, it sure is. What we are, a text before we get to the last blast. Hi, fellas. True or false? We're talking about famous names. Cam Munster has a son called Eddie.
Oh, come on.
False. Not true. I like it, though. Like what you're thinking.
Here's one. Will Smith and John Wayne, there is no logical connection. It's a Queensland thing. I don't know if it's a Queensland thing, but I can't work it out. Woogie and Badge, there was a politician in New South Wales about 20 years ago called Richard Face. Famous and funny from Rooster Muzz.
Really?
Come on, Rooster Muzz.
Mm.
Ryan from Byron Bay, Australian cricket, inmates are running the asylum. Thank you, Ryan.
Yes.
For your text.
Think you're right. Good afternoon, gents. I'm exactly the same. I used to love Pat Cummins, the way he'd run in and bowl fast, no BS kind of guy, but I'm completely off him now. Why is Woogie off him?
We've only got 3.5 minutes.
He's been on that the whole program. You wanted me to wind him up again?
I'm hungry. I want to go home. Justin Langer. Mark, isn't that what happened earlier this year after Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Asia? Everyone was saying how good Cummins and McDonald went.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Righto. Now, the 2023 Supercars calendar was released today.
Oh, was
and
it? Lovely.
Quite importantly, we have
Who's the centerfold?
Matt McKeldin
from
the driver's seat.
That's
who's
a big
in the
calendar.
Studio.
That's a massive calendar.
Now, very importantly, the Sandown 500 is back on the calendar. Why is this important? How are you, Matty, anyway?
Mate, well, I'm really good, thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. What?
Why does everyone bang that microphone?
It's a Sattler thing. Why is it important? It's another enduro event, isn't it?
Yeah, I think because you ask all these co-drivers to jump in to the biggest race at the most dangerous track of the year, and they're not.
Oh, Bathurst.
Yeah, and they're not ready. So what we use with the Sandown 500 is basically to get them ready, to stop them firing into everyone and causing hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage.
How did you and Stevie J go last week? Did you ride off another car or how'd it go?
No, it was really good, actually. Well, his son Jet won his first national championship, so that was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had Stevie down there, the big dick, and Dick Johnson, Jilly, all the family, and I finished eighth and I didn't put it against the fence. So that was good.
Nice.
No damage, yeah.
Points? You get some points for that?
Yeah, I think so. It's my first race for the year, really, since I destroyed it at Bathurst 12 months ago.
Do you get a ribbon for competing?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No, and you don't get prize money either. A lot of people think in motorsport you do it for the prize money.
Yep. I thought for eighth place you'd at least get the Dan Ricciardo medal or something?
No, that's 16th.
Oh, yeah. You've got a thing against you.
Very quick.
Have you talked about that this week, about how he's just happy to accept that spare driver role at Red Bull? Has anyone, like, seriously, that is...
Well, you don't have much choice. And he just got $24.5 million or something out of McLaren to walk out the door. So ooh, don't worry, he's not down on the bones.
Don't you want to drive?
Yeah, but if he doesn't have a choice, there was no one ready to really take him, I don't think. Maybe Haas Formula One, but that's kind of like who's in the... I'm not a rugby league guy, but who's at the back end of the rugby league field? As in the...
West Tigers.
So it'd be like, you know, going from Melbourne... Well, it'd be probably like going from a mid-level team just right down to a bottom team.
Mm.
Why would you do it?
Because you get more money, you do. Yeah.
Well, you get to drive, which you love.
Right. No one wants you go somewhere.
Money's not an issue for Dan.
True. Yeah, but he's driving, which you love.
You get to drive.
But, you know, I think the reality is there's a fair chance someone may retire at Red Bull in the next year or two and he might fire in for
that music.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
Can I just also say as well, can you leave our biscuits alone?
Who?
These blokes.
Who? Oh,
no,
Matt.
No, no, no. That's my co-driver, Stevie J.
They're team biscuits. Yeah, just go for them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go.
I hope this doesn't go over the top yet. What did the female DNA say to the male DNA?
Don't know.
Do these jeans make me look fat?
Oh.
Good one. Yeah. Jack got it early.
It's good. It's very good. We're going to go. Grab a podcast from wherever you get your podcast from. This has been Sports Day. Badge and I'll be back tomorrow night with Gary Jack.
Okay. Good
name.
Good day.
Deck maintenance isn't fun. Move the furniture and barbecue, sand and prep, paint, seal, or get a low-maintenance Trex deck. The only colour fade you'll have to deal with is watching the sunset. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.